practice is Buddhism, and to me, it's really, really, basically internal work. You know, I mean, I'm looking at myself from the inside, you know, and dealing and coping with my issues internally. Mm-hmm. I feel like Buddhism is a practice of a different way of looking at psychology, you know. So, and the practice basically teaches a lot about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, something that I'm pretty sure every religion practices well. It's one of the biggest aspects of Buddhism, you know, exercise compassion. Have kindness and love for others and yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, as simple and basic as it is, if we all can exercise that, if we all can understand that, I think we will live a healthier life for ourselves and those around us. I mean, just living from those concepts, you know,
it reminds me
to hold myself accountable, you know what I mean, when I'm angry. Hey, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You taught to be compassionate. Hey, when somebody wrongs you and you're really pissed off, hey, remind yourself about the word compassion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Compassion means so many different things. It means kindness. It means forgiveness. It means patience. You know? And above all, it means and holding yourself accountable for what you do next.
Yes.
So it's been helping me. Just it reminds me to always be present with what's going on. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Because being present allows me to not react so quickly. I mean, being present also helps me, like understand what's wrong and what's going on internally.
Yeah.
And hopefully address it before I say the wrong things. You know,
mm-hmm.
and cause further harm.
You're in this kind of situation.
I mean, it helps me in two ways. One way is it helps me to deal with things as they come. I mean, in the present moment, day to day, you know, hour to hour at times. But sometimes it's hard to navigate my life and my situation, not knowing when the plane is going to land, when are they going to come and pick me up. It's really brutal at times that I have to navigate uncertainty. You know, I have to navigate not just uncertainty, like I have to brace myself for the loss.
Mm.
The loss of friends, the loss of family, the loss of community. So all those feelings come up. And my practice tells me to deal with it like as it comes. Be present with those feelings that arises.
Mm-hmm.
Don't avoid it. And let it flow through.
Mm.
Yeah. And the other aspect is, again, exercising compassion for me in this circumstance, where I'm in a situation where I am totally helpless. Compassion helps me think of the word forgiveness also.
Hmm.
Forgive this situation. Forgive how you're being treated as of this moment. And just be gentle and kind with yourself as well. I mean, those two things really help me get through difficult days.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing about your faith. It's really inspiring to, like, what does it mean to really practice those things, you know, when your back's against the wall like that. And it's such a powerful reminder to hear it from you in that context of your day-to-day.